Okay, let's review Shkalim Dav Zayin. So when we say Moser Nazir L'Nedavah, there's a machlokas whether that is only if the Olu Shlamim have already been brought, so the only the Chatas money is left to be brought, or even if the Olu Shlamim money is still left, if the Moser still goes L'Nedavah. So that's one of the machlokas the Gemara has. Another discussion the Gemara has is Moser Lechem of a Nazir can't be used and is left to rot, but there's a machlokas whether Moser Nesachim are also left to rot, or used as a nedava. The next Mishnah teaches that extra money collected for a specific ani or a specific shavui is given to them, to that particular person. There's a machlokas where the money collected for a mace, for a specific mace, is given to his yarshim if there's leftover money, or if it's left till Eliyahu Hanavi comes to decide what to do with, or it's used to build a monument on his kever. Three-way machlokas. Then the Gemara tells us, once we mention building a matzeva on a kever, the Gemara says that no major structures are built for tzaddikim because divrehem hein hein zechronam. Their words themselves are the way we remember them. When Rabbi Elazar didn't greet Rabbi Yochanan and hid from him, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi explained that it was a sign of respect. When Rabbi Elazar didn't say Rabbi Yochanan's teachings in his name, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi explained that it was obvious that everything he said was in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, just like when Yeshua probably said shir, he didn't start every sentence by saying, Kach shamati mimayshe Rabbeinu, that this is what I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, everything he says, he heard directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. When something is said in your name, the lips of the person who said it originally move in the kever, even if the person is dead, and it leaves a sweet taste in the mouth long after the Torah has already been said. We have three proofs that Rabbi Zeira was extremely careful to accurately attribute things to those who said them. When people taunted David HaMelech about going to the Beis HaMikdash, about him going to the Beis HaMikdash, knowing that he would never be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, because they knew that Hashem told him he wasn't going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, David Melch, instead of getting upset, instead of getting offended, he took it with joy. So machdi ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. I took joy in the fact that they would tell me, let's go to the Beis Hashem. And Hashem comforted David HaMelech that his tzedakah u'mishpat that David HaMelech practices is more valuable than any korban could ever be. The Mishnah says that we are torim the lishcha, which means we take the coins from the larger boxes to the smaller ones three times a year, 15 days before each of the regalim. Rabbi Kiva holds that those are the same times that we take Meiser Behema. Those same 15 days before each regal are the times we take Meiser Behema as well. And the Gemara has three explanations why those times would be appropriate for Meiser Behema of all times to possibly bring Meiser Behema. The Gemara has several explanations why those times are the most appropriate times. But Benazeh says that no, Meiser Behema is done on Echod B'Sivan, so only a few days before Shavuos, not 15 days. And Chavtes Av, which is way before Sukkot, it's Chavtes Av, it's over a month and a half before Sukkot, and Prosa Pesach, he agrees about the 15 days before Pesach. Rabbi Lazer and Rabbi Shimon agree with Benazai generally, except instead of Chavtes Adar, they hold Aleph Nisan.